Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM. Acreage, Catskill, and Hudson. Listener-supported hands-on radio for Greene and Columbia counties. I'm Antonia. I'm 13, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Gina. I'm 14, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Ingrid. I'm 14, and I'm also from Hudson.
I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, also from Hudson.
Whee!
Yay!
She's an adult.
Woohoo! Yeah. Just you wait.
So, Emily and Ingrid and Gina now.
Yay!
They're back.
Yeah.
They're back after a long hiatus.
Hiatus.
A sporty hiatus.
Yeah.
Hiatus.
I'm sorry, you guys.
You better be apologizing.
I'm sorry.
Good.
That was good. And I are here most every Monday from 3:30 to 4 p.m. talking about books. Books we love, books we're currently reading, all that good stuff.
Woo.
Yay. So I walked into the radio station today and I was like, oh dear, it must be Tuesday. There's more than one person here. And then I was like, wait a moment. That's just Ingrid and Gina. Yay.
Surprise.
When me and Ingrid walked in, the door was locked. So we were just standing there a couple minutes and I was ringing the doorbell like a freak.
I didn't even know there was a doorbell.
You have a doorbell?
Yeah, apparently.
How exciting. Whoa. I'm glad you made it in.
Yeah, me too.
I can't do it.
Ingrid can almost whistle.
I can't do it.
Yay.
So, it's been a long, long time since we've seen the two of you.
Has anything exciting happened?
Have you read any good books?
Lots. Oh, well, I haven't really read any books. Actually,
what?
We've read books for school, but none of them were really good.
Except for, like, one of them.
What was the best book that you read for school?
The Outsiders.
Yeah, that was really good. Actually, I like that. I mean, I don't consider that reading for school since we read it in school.
Yeah.
But
the other book is, like, Where the Lilies Bloom.
And then Siddhartha, and I'm, ugh.
How is The Outsiders not a book you read for school because you read it in school?
Because the teacher read it to us pretty much.
It's okay, like, so it wasn't homework.
Yeah.
Okay. But it was still a school reading.
Yeah. Got I really it. Like that, actually.
Yeah.
It has a fandom. So, yeah, I'm into anything that has a fandom. And I'm pretty sure The Lilies Bloom does not have a fandom. Like, ooh, I ship Mary Call with Kaiser Pete. No, that doesn't happen.
No. He's like 40. No, he's 30, actually. But, no. And she's like 14. It's gross.
Ew. So I know Ingrid had a book that she also started reading, at least recently.
You guys.
She's very excited.
You guys, you know what I got? You know what I got? House of Hades. Oh, and I'm getting Allegiant soon, too.
Woo.
And then you're going to read it really fast in like 5 seconds, and then you're going to give it to your best friend, Antonia, because your best friend is Antonia.
I would think of nothing other.
Yay!
Yeah.
So what is House of Hades?
House of Hades.
For those who don't know.
Is the fourth book, I think it's fourth, yeah, fourth book in the Heroes of Olympus series, which follows the Percy Jackson series. And basically, some stuff happened to Percy and Annabeth last time. So it's the narrators are Percy, Annabeth, Frank, Leo, and I think there might be one more, but I don't remember. Anyways, basically, they're trying to stop Gaia, the Earth goddess, from taking over and everything, and they're having so much trouble and trying to save Nico and huzzah! Yeah.
Are all of the books told from different perspectives?
Yeah, they usually have three perspectives. Oh. And it's really cute if you like shipping and stuff. I love shipping.
I ship not that kind of ship. I'm thinking about pink stickers.
I have that sticker on my iPad.
Yay!
So you like boats a lot? You like shipping?
That kind of ship.
Who's your favorite character in the series, and have they held up throughout the whole series?
My favorite character is Annabeth Chase.
Has she always been your favorite?
Yeah, pretty much. She's actually my role model. She's the reason I want to do what I want to do when I get older, just because she's so awesome and because she's Percy's girlfriend. And yeah, woo!
So when you grow up, you want to be a demigod?
Yeah, okay. And an architect.
And an architect. She's an architect?
Yeah, she remodeled Olympus.
Ooh.
No, I'll never get a job that big, but you know I can try.
Lots of people want to be architects, but I find it funny because like you have like a reason why you want to be an architect, but I know a lot of people who are like, I want to be an architect when I grow up, and I'm like, why? And they're like, I don't know.
I did an architecture badge for Girl Scouts when I was little, and I built a birdhouse.
We have a birdhouse in my house. Wow.
My parents still have it, I think. Or they did for a long time, but it only really attracted bats.
Aww.
Wait. Was it like a really big birdhouse? Or
it was like not really big. It had a little hole in it for the bird to go in, but it was like a little box. I don't know.
You go,
I mean, it was
Emily.
A very nice birdhouse, but I did not grow up to be an architect.
But you grew up to be something pretty cool. I mean, a librarian's pretty awesome.
I think so.
And librarians get to have cat leggings.
Do you know who else grew up to be a librarian? I just learned today.
Who?
Jabba the Hutt's left arm.
Really?
What?
So do you know Jabba the Hutt from Star Wars?
Yeah.
So the puppeteer that played Jabba the Hutt's left arm, like operated the left arm, because there were like four or five people operating Jabba the Hutt. He is now a librarian.
Oh, that's cool.
I think it's kind of awesome. I don't know what the other arms and heads and tails and stuff are.
My mommy's also a librarian.
Yay. So was my mom.
My mom goes to the library occasionally.
Awesome. So you're liking House of Hades so far?
Yeah, it's really good. I haven't really gotten to reading to it because since I'm in high school this year, after getting home, I just kind of want to sit at home and watch Supernatural instead of doing anything productive.
It happens.
Yeah.
Sam and Dean and Castiel.
Oh, I have a quick question for y'all because I know at least two of you were bookish characters for Halloween. I don't know what Gina was for Halloween, but I know Antonia, whose costume I heard was awesome, but I haven't seen.
And it totally was, and I'll totally send you pictures anyway. Continue.
Was? I just want to know, I want you all to share who you were for Halloween, if you dressed up.
I was Alex, and it was fun.
From Clockwork Orange.
From Clockwork Orange, and it was amazing. And I got like three people who were like, oh, are you Michael Jackson? And I was like, no!
It's like two costumes in one.
Yeah.
Nice.
I was two people because there was two times I went trick-or-treating. The first time I was just a daughter of Apollo. Like I had the Percy Jackson shirt and the bow and arrow with me and I was all cool. And then I was Alice in Wonderland, which was really fun and planned out.
But you weren't really Alice in Wonderland. You were Alice in New York going trick-or-treating.
It was Halloween, so let's just pretend it was Wonderland.
Hooray.
Okay.
Did you dress up, Gina?
No.
Mm-hmm.
I did not.
I decided I was dressed up as boring librarian because I didn't dress up at all. I didn't even wear orange or anything. Like my coworkers had a little bit of Halloween flair going on.
Oh my gosh, my friend Kristen.
I did not.
She was like, "What are you today, little girl?" And I'm like, "Apparently, I'm a little girl."
Good costume.
She was Batman.
Yeah, Kristen was
poorly impersonated, if I may say.
You could pretend you were a superhero in your like your plain clothes, you know, like you're undercover. Yeah, you're like the Clark Kent, but you know, not Clark Kent, or some other superhero just trying to get by.
There's this workout undetected. Called the Batman workout, and I do it every day, and it's so intense.
Do you have to hang upside down?
No, because if I had to
do have
do
a
that.
Utility belt with lots of gadgets in it?
No, I should. I really.
Do you have a deep voice?
No.
Batman, fear my Groots.
Do you have a servant father figure? Named
Are you a man?
He's not a father. He's his.
Do you have a young boy
figure? Because he sort of raised him.
Oh, well, the Batman workout is 10 reps and 10 sets of squats, push-ups, mountain climbers, tricep dips, cross punch sit-ups, jumping lunges, side plank crunches, leg raises, and bicycle crunches.
Ow.
So not only do we talk about books, but Batman
works. This is part of the all that good stuff. And it's related because Batman is in books.
Yay!
And reading, just like exercise, is good for you.
Reading is exercising your brain.
Yes.
So you just read what the Batman workout was. What else did you read, Gina, in your long absence of amazingness that I hope was amazing for you, but it wasn't very amazing for us?
We cried every day.
Oh,
hi, babies.
I'm sorry, kids. I want to talk about The Outsiders because I just really, really, really like that book. Yeah. So it's by S.E. Hinton, and it's about this boy. His name is Ponyboy Curtis, and he's in a gang, kind of. It's like one, the poor side of the town is the greasers, and then the richer side is the socias, and they get into like fights and stuff all the time. And like, so Johnny and Ponyboy has a friend, and his name is Johnny, and they like get into trouble, and they have to take refuge somewhere. And I don't want to like have too much spoilers, but and then
they get help from some of their other friends
too. Yeah, and some people die at the end. And in the movie, everybody's very attractive.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very attractive.
Did you watch the movie in school?
Dallas, yeah. Winston.
Dallas.
I think bless Bally you, sounds Ingrid. More attractive as in the book, not in the movie.
I think Dallas sounds more attractive. Swerve.
You swerve.
How did the movie compare to the book?
They left out a lot of stuff.
At the end more?
Yeah, more towards the end where like more the important parts were, they left it out. And I'm like, no, you have to put it in.
Would it have been that hard to film like 5 minutes of this?
Yeah, exactly. It's basically just people running and then them having a sweet, sweet conversation that made me cry. And they just didn't put it in.
You call yourself actors.
And producers/directors.
Yeah, I don't think the actors have much say in it.
Yeah. Damage behind the producer's back.
And the editor's back. Oh, wow. I remember watching that movie in middle school. I loved it.
I went to see Ender's Game this weekend.
How was it?
Well, I haven't read the book, so I can't really compare it. I know a lot of people really liked it who read the book. And my friend said they left out, like, the best scene ever. But I don't really know what that was because I haven't read the book. But I didn't really like the movie. I'm sorry, guys.
That's like Beautiful Creatures. I hated the movie and I haven't read the book.
Yeah, the movie was terrible.
Oh, my God.
It was horrible.
Didn't we go together?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Not only do we talk about books, but we also talk about movies we dislike. Yay.
Based on books. It's based all connected.
Yeah.
And I finally read or watched the Percy Jackson first movie.
First.
Which
first
got some majorly bad reviews from young people on the interwebs.
And Ingrid.
Yes.
Ingrid, you're a young seems people.
Like people.
But I'm not on the internet.
What it seemed to
not now.
Say was that people thought that if you hadn't read the movies, that it would be an okay movie. I'm sorry, I say that wrong all the time. If you hadn't read the books, the movies would be okay. But that if you read the books, you'd be so upset because they changed a lot and the characters, they changed the age of the characters and some of the personalities of them.
It was
so,
like,
you know,
so
some
wrong.
People really want the character. They want it to be true to the book if they love the book.
Yeah. Like,
I understand.
I know Logan Lerman's already older than he's supposed to be in the movie and they changed the age by 2 years. Yeah. And then like, the thing is, it's like the Percy Jackson series. I can see them making it in a reasonable time for him. Until he's a good age, but then they have the Heroes of Olympus series, so are you just going to make him, like, he's going to be, like, 30 and being, like, a 17-year-old, and...
Do you think they'll just recast the character?
They better not. I don't like that. I need my regular...
Well, that's, like, what they're doing with Divergent. When the casting came out, they were like, well, in the book, this person is 18, so let's just make them... be played by like a 28-year-old and that will be fine and nobody will care, but yes we will. Oh my god.
Actually he was 25 and he would cast it by a 35-year-old, and it's really kind of pedophilic because the girl playing the girl that he's supposed to have romantic interest with is like 21. It's like 14 years. I mean, like, oh my god.
Ew.
That's yay.
Too much.
Fun times.
But then I'm also excited for the Fault in Our Stars movie.
Yeah, my friend really, like, is obsessed with that, and she really doesn't normally like, mainstream books. but she's like really obsessed with it and she's really excited, and I'm just really excited for like everything ever. Except for some things, but most things.
There are a lot of teen books getting made into movies these days. I know The Book Thief is coming out soon.
Yes, I really want to see that.
A great book, and I hope the movie's good. And then they're shooting If I Stay and The Fault in Our Stars right now. So those should be coming out in a year or two. And Catching Fire is coming out soon. Yes, Divergence coming out in a year.
Catching Fire, yay.
I love that books some are of being them are made good. Into movies.
Yeah.
That'd be
maybe
nice.
One of them will be all right, even. Wouldn't that be impressive?
Yeah. I feel like we're going to all, like, all the fangirls and fanboys, I didn't leave the fanboys out, yay, are going to, like, go to the movie theaters for every movie, and then they're just going to kind of watch it and walk out depressed because of how different they are.
Are there any book to movies that you've liked recently?
Recently?
Didn't you all like The Host?
No.
Yes.
Max Irons. Dib, zip, 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 zip.
Did you read the book too?
No.
Or? No. So maybe that's the trick.
I'm still getting
with
that.
I didn't read the book, no, but I watched the movie with Ingrid because I was with Ingrid. So we watched it and I thought it was a lovely movie and it was really nice, but it was overrated. But it was still really good.
Max Irons. Dibs, 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 dibs.
Wow.
And dots.
I'm sorry, he's like my favorite male actor.
Mine is Adam Sandler.
Mine is Jack Nicholson. What?
What?
My favorite female actor is Kaya Scodario, and she's playing, what's her name? Teresa in the Maze Runner movie. I'm really excited to see that because she's really true to the role.
Jack Nicholson has amazing faces that are amazing that I want to get a t-shirt with them on it and posters and just hang them in my bedroom, and because he makes every single movie hilarious, even if it's like a really depressing movie and he's in it and you're just like, it's so fun.
Oh god, Antonia.
I don't know what Antonia was doing before this, but
and he's all old and disgusting and he's amazing.
Okay then.
Oh god.
Well, I'll bring you back to books for more. Can I talk about a book I read?
Yes, yeah. Yes, yes, yes.
This was a book I was really excited for, and for the most part I was happy with it. It's called Explore the Lost Islands, and it's a collection of short comics. This is like all I ever talk about anymore on the show. But they're edited by Kazu Kibuishi, who is famous for the Amulet series, and he also recently redesigned all the Harry Potter books covers. So if you see new Harry Potters out there with fantastic covers, he's the designer. He's super. So he edited this collection. He also contributed what I consider the best story in the collection that has a really giant fish in it. But basically, so the first book... The first Explorer book was called Explorer, the Mystery Boxes. And the idea was that the theme that tied all of the stories together was that they each had a mystery box in it. It wasn't the same mystery box. They weren't necessarily the same size. And but there was a box in some way involved. And in this one, because it's the Lost Islands, there's a mysterious island in each of them. And it's got different contributors. Like, Kazu Kibuishi, Raina Telgemeier, who did Smile and Drama, and the Babysitter Club book comics, and Dave Roman, who did Astronaut Academy, and Michael Gagne, I don't remember exactly what he's done, but I think I know him mostly from film animation, but I can't think of what movies he's done. I'll have to look him up. And several other great folks. But there's a story about a young mage in training who her class is supposed to be hatching these little pixie eggs. And there's supposed to be sounds that hatch the pixie eggs. And she's having trouble finding out how to make hers hatch. And she's worried that she's going to be the only one that can hatch the egg. And eventually she has the radio on and the radio announcer's voice makes the egg start reacting. But then the radio goes off, and so she has to hunt down the radio broadcaster to try to get him to help hatch her egg, and it turns out he lives on this little island with his radio studio, and every once in a while the island like drifts away and goes somewhere else.
Wow.
That was pretty neat.
That's kind of like an Avatar, The Last Airbender.
Yeah.
Yeah. They have like this island thing and it just like goes away during the night and then it comes back during the day and it's so weird.
Hmm. Cool. But yeah, so there's a mix of stories. Some of them are a little scary. Some of them are just funny. Some of them are touching. One of them is like an island filled with rabbits who one of them discovers a robot and then they start having the robot do all of their chores and they get lazy. And
were they all this weird? Hmm? Were they all this weird?
I guess they're all a little bit weird.
You were
like, but they're not all that weird. But yeah, I would say I think they were all pretty weird, which I like.
Weird is good. Weird is fun. Yeah.
So it's fun.
Weird is rad.
There's also different styles because it's all different contributors, so that's neat. So it's a fun little series, and it's got a creepy eyeball on the cover.
Dun, dun, dun.
Would you go to that island?
Yes.
You guys are brave. Yes, I don't know if I would want to go to that island. It's kind of creepy.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't. Well, unless it was really warm, then I might.
It may be. Anyways. Da-dun, da-dun.
Were they all like similar in length so that no story felt left out?
I think so.
Or overpowering?
I didn't notice that any were longer than the others. I guess it's possible that they were, but not noticeably.
How many were there? Like stories?
Looks like seven.
Woo! Wow.
Seven is my favorite number.
Four is mine.
Minus 23.
Four is sexy.
Like Michael Jordan.
Yes. I remember
definitely.
Jay. I almost said Jordan Michael. Do, do, do.
It's okay. I said I read movies. Or something like that.
You can read the subtitles in movies.
It's true. Okay. I do do that sometimes.
Yeah. Occasionally.
I do that sometimes. Unfortunately, as good as it is to have Ingrid and Gina back in the studio with us, it's time to say goodbye.
Bye.
For the day.
But you can visit our blog at wearebound.wordpress.com. Or you can email us at wearebroundbybooks@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. And that would be super cool because we'd be like, whoa, someone emailed us. That's never happened before. Oh my God.
I feel like Gmail is really before. Mainstream.
But we'd still be excited like it was the first
time. What is really mainstream?
Gmail.
Gmail.
Yeah.
Yeah, yo, I'm too hipster for Gmail. I use like, yeah, no. Just because it's a good. Yeah.
So before we sign off, is anybody reading anything good right now that they're excited about? Or is there something coming up next that you're excited about?
Fire with Fire.
Oh, and the Jenny Han and Siobhan Vivian series?
I'm looking forward to Allegiant because it's better than everything. La, 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 yay.
I heard it has a really, really painful ending.
Uh-oh, don't tell me. I'm like an hour away in the audiobook from the end.
You're reading it, Emily. I am listening to it. You bad, bad child.
She just called you a child. Oh,
thank you.
She's a child.
Yes,
heart.
It is one of the many books I am reading.
Are you enjoying it?
I am. I don't know if I like it as much as the first two.
Oh.
But I'm curious to see how it ends. And I'm also reading Reality Boy, which I love.
Oh,
which
is by A.S. King. Said.
And I think I'm reading something else, but I can't think of what it is.
I'm reading The Count of Monte Cristo by Alexandre Dumas. Yay.
Which is very long.
Yeah.
It's 1,065 pages, so I probably won't be talking about other new books for a very long time.
Maybe you should read some short stories now and again.
For school, I have to get like a certain number of like, yeah, anyway, I should. That's a good idea. Yay.
Bye. Yeah, we'll see you or talk to you.
We will speak to you
next Monday. Until then,
happy reading.